the film. I've just watched it this morning because I didn't have the opportunity to see it in the film festival circuit. But good news, it is now available worldwide on all on-demand and own-your-own-copy platforms. Here is the preview of Viva. And that's the trailer of Viva for our video audience. If you're listening simply to the podcast, just type in Viva official trailer on YouTube, and you'll find that.
Built upon decades of multimedia entertainment activism, this is PromoHomo.tv, connecting the circuitry of humanity. This program is distributed in association with Pink Banana Media. I'm your host, Nicholas Snow, openly gay in the media since the mid-1980s. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at PromoHomoTV. And on Facebook.com/Nicholas.Snow. For their generous support of this episode, I would like to thank Desert Regional Medical Center, Desert AIDS Project, Lulu California Bistro, and 849 Restaurant and Lounge. PromoHomo.tv is proud to spotlight many important organizations and causes, including Palm Springs Pride and the LGBT Community Center of the Desert. You may also find me in the pages of GED Magazine, GayDesertGuide.com, The Huffington Post, and other media outlets. For this and so much more, visit PromoHomo.tv. And now, on with the snow, show.
So, without further... Oh, Patty is no longer on the air waiting to come on the show. So, I'm not exactly sure what's up with that. Hopefully, he will call back. So, and if you're happening to be if you've tuned in, please let me know if you're getting audio. So hopefully our guest will call back. In the meantime, the Wall Street Journal had a story about this film and the headline, Viva puts Cuba's LGBT culture in the spotlight. And this is an interview with director Patty Breathnach, in which he talks about the origins of the new film. And the story is by Eric Sasson. This was published in April, because that's when the film was coming to theaters. And I'm going to just share a couple of paragraphs from this story. I'm attributing once again The Wall Street Journal by Eric Sasson. A hit at the 2015 Telluride Film Festival, Viva was also Ireland's entry for Best Foreign Film Academy Award this year. According to director Patty Breathnach, Viva was a long process, with the idea sparking at a drag show in Cuba in 1996. Quote, a performer came on and started singing, and I felt it viscerally moving and emotionally powerful, Breathnach said. I noticed a woman in the audience crying, and I asked her why she was crying, and she said, that's my brother. He's only happy when he's on stage. I just immediately knew that I was in a world which moved me very profoundly, and I needed to explore that world a little bit more. Once again, that's from a story by the Wall Street Journal. Let me see if Patty has called back. He has not. So, if you happen to have seen the film Viva, and you want to comment about it, please let me know. And once again, anyone who's viewing now, please let me know if you're getting good audio, because I did have a comment earlier stating that the person could not, in fact, hear me. So I'm hoping that that's been fixed. And I'm going to just keep my eye on the studio to see if Patty calls back in, which he has not yet. One of the things I love about covering entertainment is I get to go to lots of film festivals. And many films that make it to film festivals never make it to the big screen. But thankfully, because of so many options that we have for viewing movies today, we get to see them ultimately if they don't show up at the film festival. And in this case, I didn't see Viva when it was at film festivals or when it was in theaters, but I had the opportunity to watch it this morning in preparation for today's interview, which may or may not happen. And I found it a profoundly moving film. I didn't know that it was a subtitled film until I began to watch it, but I find that when a movie is well made, that I forget that I'm even reading subtitles because I'm so immersed in the movie. And one of the things I particularly liked about Viva there's so many things about this movie that were new and different to me. All of the characters were people that I really don't know in my own life. I mean, some of the characters are drag queens. I clearly know drag queens, but I don't know any Cuban drag queens. And of course, being in the United States, we don't really have a lot of information about Cuba because we've been closed off from them for so long. That has thankfully changed. And one of the things that I also particularly like about the film Viva is that the characters, there's many characters in the film and they're all particularly well developed. And the way that they interact is very surprising. I don't want to give away the film, but it's definitely a good, it's a good watch. I loved it. I look forward to watching it again, frankly. I do want to see it again. And I still don't have the director calling back in, but I do have the ability to tell you a bit more about the film, just in case we don't get to talk to the director himself. So if you didn't tune in at the top of the show, thank you for all the love out there. I have learned that the audio is good. So I wanted to continue to tell you more about the film. So this is from the director's notes, Patty Breathnach. He says, I was inspired to make Viva when I saw some drag shows in Havana. A sheet hung up in a suburban backyard and a single light bulb created a theater and a world of dreams out of nothing. This power of transformation and creation was driven by a desire to express identity in a raw, unabashed, passionate voice. It was intoxicating. I wanted to take that vivid romantic tone and place it in a world of naturalistic cinema. When I discovered the great wealth of Cuban acting talent, it allowed me to push that mix of exuberant emotional tone and an aesthetic of authenticity and naturalism even further. Screenwriter Mark O'Halloran and I wanted to explore a theme of transformation and the alchemy of connecting to deeper truths through the use of artifice. At the heart of the story is a battle for identity and love between a father and son. The romantic, plaintive female voice in Jesus' mother's record collection almost serves as another character and occupies a higher order that inspires the men of the story to become truly themselves. I wanted to tell a story where we find light in a dark place and where what is perceived as weakness transforms to be seen as strength. Rodrigo says, I want to see it. Can I see it? Yes, you can see it. It's available now at Amazon on demand and for purchase. Let's just see if Patty has called back in. He has not, so I don't think we're going to be hearing from him again. So I'm going to do my best to continue to talk more about the movie. Here's more about the director. Patty Breathnach started his directing career making natural history documentaries. His first go in my feed here. So I'm talking about the film Viva. And director Patty Breathnach started his directing career making natural history documentaries. His first feature, Elisa, won the award for Best First Second Film at the San Sebastian Film Festival. His second feature, I Went Down, from BBC Films, starring Brendan Gleeson, also won the New Director's Prize at the San Sebastian Film Festival in 1997. I Went Down screened at Sundance in 1998 and won the Best Director Awards at Thessaloniki and Bogota Film Festivals. He produced Southpaw, a feature documentary that was selected for Sundance in 1999 and got a U.S. and U.K. theatrical release. Breathnach then went on to direct Blow Dry, which was released in 2001 by Miramax. His next film was Mad About Dog, produced by Robert Walpole and Simon Channing Williams, the Constant Gardener. It was released in 2003 and became one of the most successfully independently produced Irish films. He has also directed a number of horror films, including Shrooms in 2006, and in 2012 he completed the feature-length documentary, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce the title, I would slaughter it. He is on the board of the Dublin International Film Festival and is vice chair of the Screen Directors Guild of Ireland. He is also on the board of the Irish Film Institute. And that's very cool. So we're talking about the independent film Viva. I have some information about the writer as well. Mark O'Halloran, writer. He's a writer-actor and is from County Clare, Ireland. As an actor, he has worked with all the major theater companies in Ireland, most recently in the acclaimed production of The Shadow of a Gunman with the Abbey Theater in Dublin. On screen, he has appeared in numerous films, most notably as one of the eponymous heroes in Adam and Paul, for which he also wrote the screenplay and the lead role of MP in History's Future, directed by Fiona Tan. He also appears in The Guard and Calvary. Mark's other writing credits include the multi-award-winning film Garage and the television series Prosperity. For the stage, he has written the play Trade, and most recently he contributed text to the award-winning theater production Lippy. Mark has been nominated for numerous awards, including a European Film Award for the screenplay of Adam and Paul, Irish Film and Television Awards, where he won for both Best Screenplay and Best TV Writer in 2007. He also won the London Evening Standard Award for Best Screenplay in 2005. Trade was named Best Play at the Irish Theatre Awards in 2012. Lippy won Best Production at the 2014 Irish Theatre Awards, as well as winning at Fringe First at Edinburgh and two Obie Awards in New York. So you can see the film Viva has really quite the creative folks behind it. I was incredibly impressed once again by the depth of character. At any rate, the film is Viva. It's from Magnolia Pictures. You can find it at Amazon right now. It's going to be linked from my blog at promohomo.tv. And I'm very excited to say I've launched into a steady stream of new content. Coming to the promohomo.tv network, I have these live broadcasts that are simulcast on Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes my guests will be in studio with me. Sometimes they'll be connected via the phone. And clearly, I get to show roll-ins from the internet. I'll also continue my very exciting location coverage, where I bring you live coverage of particular events, from parades to festivals to you name it, I'll bring it to you. And I'm very, very excited. You can see this wall of videotapes behind me that I'm going to be bringing to you, the 7-year archive of the public access television show that I produced in the 1990s called Tinseltown's Queer, which I describe as a Queens version of Larry King. And I actually put up the first episode on August 1st at promohomo.tv. It was an episode filmed in 1998. It had a video clip in it from 1994. So that's 22 years old, some of that content, including yours truly with big hair. You can see that at promohomo.tv. Anyway, in a week, that episode had almost 4,000 views. So that's very cool. And as you can see the wall of video behind me, those episodes are forthcoming. To find them, you just simply need to make sure that you're following both of my Facebook pages, search Nicholas Snow to find them, and follow me on Twitter at PromoHomoTV, and of course, visit PromoHomo.tv. That's really all I have to say. I'm sorry I couldn't bring you the interview with the fabulous Patty, director of Viva, but at least I got to share with you a lot about the film Viva. You can see it now on demand from Amazon and other platforms, and you can see me next time. There you have it. Until next time, I'm Nicholas Snow, and you've been watching Promo Homo TV. By the way, this is my coffee cup, because I'm I'm going to turn the camera around. There! Now it's not reversed. So you can find your own promohomo.tv merchandise at the website. Thank you for watching. Mwah!